dictation for Cecily Tillman, C-E-C-I-L-Y-T-I-L-L-M-A-N. Cecily Tillman, date of birth is 6-7-1990. Date of accident, 10-18-2022. Date of service is The patient presents with a history of falling, pain in the neck, which is extremely severe, 8 to 9, leading to weakness of the right arm, and with dropping phone and things out of the hand, with shooting numbness. Pain in the middle back and lower back is also reported, along with that, mostly on the right side, with the radiation to the right leg posteriorly. The patient has an appointment with the neurosurgery, Dr. Mohan, next week. As she reports, pain level is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient does report 90% improvement when she takes medications. The last injection, sacroiliac joint injection that was provided, brought her significant relief. Regarding the ADLs, patient reports that general activity, mood, walking ability, work, her relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected. 8. She has not been able to work at all so far. In the system review, positive symptoms are as follows. In the neurology and psych, please put dizziness, vertigo, headaches, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting and blackout, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory. The patient denies any ear ringing or buzzing. She denies any confusion or disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the shoulders, especially the right, with neck stiffness and lower back stiffness, and also pain in the neck and shoulder and mid back, upper back, and lower back. There is a pain in the right wrist and hand, right knee, right ankle and foot, and with some difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea and digestive problem and stomach pain. GU, respiratory, none, no symptoms. In the last 30 days, patient has worsened and no improvement. And there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Narcos. Xanax, substance abuse, none is reported. Patient is advised about marijuana certification. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 127 over 85. Pulse is 75, pulse ox is 100. The respiratory exam will be same from previous visit, which is March 31, 2023, dictation number 0201-026. Treatment is, diagnosis are the same. The plan is to continue having a consultation with a neurosurgery. See if she will fit very well with the neurosurgical approach for a disc replacement at C5-6. An MRI of the thoracic spine was done, but is being ordered since she is complaining of pain. She was provided with the Onlux photomodulation device for the relief. And then she has the neck brace, back brace, cane. Chiropractic treatment is going on. She is also doing physical therapy, which has been ordered 3 times per week to focus on the area of all the pain. Medications are provided to her, which include the Mobic, Flexer, Wellbutrin for mood, Xanax, 0.5 milligram twice a day. Lyrica is provided for pain relief and Furoset for headaches. So far, the patient is stable. There is no emergency situation. And the patient is provided all the options for treatment. If surgical options cannot be done, then further injections will be provided for the cervical epidural. Thank you.